Your Christmas song, what is it? I asked this question this past Sunday about the Christmas songs and which one stood out to various people. What is your Christmas song? My top three, O Come All Ye Faithful, Joy to the World, and Silent Night. And while pretty much any traditional Christmas Eve service will have those three, I'm the one that gets to pick the hymns. And so, yes, we will definitely be singing those tonight. They are those that really, that trio, to me, brings a Christmas Eve service together. Your Christmas song, what is it? Invite you to find your song in Jesus Christ. I love the Christmas songs, those of faith, and as I've shared, those that we associate with the season, not necessarily overtly faith-oriented, like Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, and I'll Be Home for Christmas, and White Christmas. I think these songs, both secular and sacred, speak to our basic needs of joy, a need for joy and hope and peace and love, our need for meaning and purpose and direction. During this Advent season and the Sundays to follow till Epiphany, we've been looking at the songs from the Gospel of Luke, the good news song of Zechariah and Elizabeth, a godly couple who did not have a child until great in age, and they gave birth to John the Baptist, or she did give birth to John the Baptist. And though he was obedient to what he was called to do, it was not exactly the typical child of any of their friends. Mary is given the word, you will give birth to the Savior, and responds, yes. And in conversation with her cousin Elizabeth, has her own song. In Elizabeth and Zechariah, we see hope, we see promise. We see in Mary love being poured out in giving us a Savior. The angels, they sing of joy and peace. And the shepherds will respond. We'll look at them this coming Sunday. In each case, these individuals are doing what they know they needed to do. In the midst of that, God reached out to them. We have the priest. He's actually auxiliary priest. He just has a couple of weeks a year that he goes to serve. There's so many of that tribe. And it just happened to be his week, his duty turn, doing what he was supposed to do. And God spoke to him through an angel. Mary, traditionally we see her getting water. That's what a young girl would have done. It could have been somewhere else where she was approached. The shepherds, they're working the night shift. And in that, the angels speak to them. A reminder to all of us that as we go about doing the things that we know we're supposed to do, if we're faithful about the things that we know we should do, God is faithful to show us those things of which we do not know yet. And they respond with a song. Your Christmas song, what is it? We have that need for a song for hope and peace and joy and love, a song that inspires us, that gives us purpose, meaning, and direction. And in Jesus Christ, we can find our song, giving us a purpose, not just something for ourselves, but things to do for His glory. Ways to live out a purpose greater than ourselves. In Jesus Christ, we can find meaning, knowing we are deeply loved and chosen. In Jesus Christ, we can find direction, walking in His light and not wandering aimlessly. A Christian writer once said, "When I lost my purpose, it was the voice of Jesus that reminded me who I am and where I am going." Contemporary Christian group Casting Grounds had this to say: "The only way to find your song is to know the one who wrote it for you." Find your song in Jesus Christ. What song is God calling you to sing? You can find your song in Jesus Christ. Jesus came to give us purpose, direction, meaning, faith, hope, love, joy. We have salvation in Christ and so much more. This Christmas Eve, may your heart sing the song of Jesus, our Savior, our song of songs. Thanks be to God. Amen. Invite you now to sing our carol, our hymn number 115, Away in a Manger.